Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
MidAmerican Energy has a new project in Knoxville. Let's go in-depth with Jeff Greenwood with MidAmerican. Jeff, I understand that MidAmerican Energy has plans to install a big battery storage system here in Knoxville. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, we're really excited about this because this is really the next stage for renewable energy. So we've announced this energy storage project. I think there's some site preparation work going on now in Knoxville, and we plan to have this thing installed in a few weeks by the end of the year. Not much time left in the year, so by the end of next month, we hope to have this project up and running.
Unless you've been here or have it right in front of you, do you know where it is in Knoxville?
Yeah, it's just north of Old Highway 92. It's a little bit southwest of the sheriff's office, where the 3M and Hormel plants are located, just south of there. There's a substation just north of the railroad tracks, and that's where we're putting in this project.
That's a big system there.
It is, and that's one of the reasons why we chose to put it in Knoxville, is that we wanted to hook it up to a substation. There's plenty of space for us to put in a secured facility. It's got great access to the grid. And so we thought that this would be an ideal location for us to put in this pilot project.
Well, and isn't battery storage a real dilemma, especially with renewable sources of energy?
Well, it's not as much of a dilemma as it is a technology that's not being utilized much yet, but we expect will be utilized a whole lot more down the road. I mean, this is really a game changer for renewable energy. And the reason for that is that, we're very much into wind energy. We're one of the leaders in wind energy in the nation. However, the wind isn't always blowing. And for utilities that have deployed large amounts of solar energy, particularly Southwest, the sun isn't always shining. So this enables us to store energy when we can collect it and then inject it into the grid when we really need it. It enables us to store energy, for example, when the wind is blowing gently at night, stores up those batteries, and then when customers really need it or when energy prices are higher during the day, we can put that into the grid. So we see a lot of potential with energy storage. This is a pilot project, so this is not a system that will take care of our customers throughout our service territory. But this enables us to get our toe into the water, to understand how the technology works, become familiar with its idiosyncrasies, and make sure our technicians fully understand the ins and the outs of energy storage. And our goal down the road, when we see energy storage prices go down, as we project they will, I think that you'll see us expand.
Well, now I remember years and years ago when wind energy started being a big thing that some of the arguments used against it were that you couldn't store it and it was, only available certain times. But so that technological problem has been solved, huh?
Well, I don't know that we can say everything's been solved because, again, this is sort of an early stage of our use of energy storage, but we do see this as a way to get around that problem of only being able to use renewable energy when it's available. So we see immense potential with energy storage, and we do plan to use more energy storage when we think the price is right. The prices, the economics of energy storage are still not where we want to see them, though we think that they're at the right price for us to initiate this pilot project. We project, and we think the industry projects, that because of research and development going on in battery storage and because of the proliferation of electric vehicles and more widespread use, that battery storage is going down. So we're really excited to be able to try a smaller scale system, and our intent is to deploy larger scale battery storage down the road.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jeff Greenwood with MidAmerican Energy about its new project in Knoxville. How many homes could this power, just say?
Yeah, this is it's a smaller system, so this is it's a 1 megawatt system, 4 megawatt hours, so it can run for 4 hours. 1 megawatt is roughly enough electricity to power approximately 900 average Iowa homes.
Okay, for how many hours?
For 4 hours.
4 hours.
But keep in mind that this is used in a system that you can't designate. We want these electrons to go to only houses, or we want these electrons to go to only commercial customers or businesses. This just gets injected into the grid. We're trying to give you a kind of a perspective of the scope of this. This will not just be going to Iowa homes. It's going to Iowa homes, going to businesses, and larger customers.
Yeah, once the electrons are in the system, they just go.
They do their thing. That's right.
In the future, do you anticipate storage systems in every community, or are you just going to build this magnificent, giant, huge thing in a town or two?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I don't know that we have the answers yet. We're excited to be able to test the system and see how it works at a local level when it's hooked into our substation in Knoxville. But regardless of whether we see a few super-sized facilities or many smaller facilities down the road, we do intend to expand our energy storage capabilities when we think it makes sense economically for our customers. This really is an advantage for our customers because it enhances the reliability of the system. It also helps keep energy prices low, as we can harness this energy at nighttime when the winds are still blowing but customers aren't really using that energy, and then inject it into the system when they really need it or when it makes sense because of energy prices. So this really gives us some advantages and some flexibility, and we're excited to try it, and we hope to expand it down the road.
Well, I would guess that nobody would want a huge facility in their backyard. I would guess, you know, the size of a Facebook plant or a Google plant or something. That'd come with some special problems, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we just haven't made any kind of decisions about whether we would centralize energy storage down the road or whether we would have it throughout our system. We just haven't gotten that far yet. First things first, we want to try this smaller scale system and see how it works.
I'm sure that there's been other companies out there using this, and I presume there's been success elsewhere, or is MidAmerican leading the way?
There are other battery storage systems being used throughout the country. There's a very large system right now in central Illinois, a town called Marseilles. And so this is not something that just came onto the market. Battery storage has been out on the market for quite some time, and in fact, there are some competing technologies, some different types of battery storage systems available. We chose a storage system called lithium iron phosphate. There's a company out of Chicago called Invenergy that is constructing the project for us, and will get it ready for us to put it online. The energy storage industry is just growing and growing, and the economics are getting better and better. And there are some larger, much larger scale battery projects or energy storage projects throughout the world. And that really is something you're going to see more of as the world continues to develop wind energy and other renewable energy resources.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jeff Greenwood with MidAmerican Energy about its new project in Knoxville. Well, I sure hope these batteries work better than our cell phone batteries. It seems that they wear out.
Don't forget to charge them. That's the thing. When you forget to charge it and you really need your phone, that's when it's frustrating.
Right. And it seems like, well, for me anyway, that the phone almost becomes worthless in about 18 months because the battery's so bad.
Well, you know, your cell phone is using one battery. This storage system uses lots and lots of batteries. And so that's something we'll be looking at, is how long do these cells generally last, and when does the efficiency start to go down, and we'll be replacing the batteries within the system as we go along in time. So that's part of the learning curve that we'll get out of this project. And so there are a lot of cells inside these storage units.
So you just change them out one by one as they go bad?
Yeah, cycle them through on a regular schedule. We won't be changing all the batteries at once. That would be just like your cell phone battery going out.
Yeah, so it's not like just one big giant battery. It's like thousands.
That's correct. I don't know about thousands, but there are a lot of batteries within the system.
Now, when we drive by, I presume we can see what are the batteries as opposed to what we normally see in a substation.
Yeah, you won't see batteries per se. What you'll see is you'll see two storage units. They look like the type of storage units that you'd see coming in on a train. And the batteries are inside these storage facilities. So we will have two of these facilities, and they'll be contained within that substation.
And so you haul them in by truck, I presume?
Invenergy is taking care of hauling them in, so I don't know exactly what they have planned, if they'll come in by rail or come in by truck, but there'll be two pretty large size steel containers, and they'll be situated within the substation. And once they get that set, then they'll put in and hook up the storage units, or the batteries within the storage units, the containers.
Do you think this is going to save us any money?
Well, that's our hope down the road, is that we can store energy when it's less expensive and available, and then put it into the system when energy prices are higher, which could be just due to demand on its own, or just could be because of market forces. But that kind of gives us an economic advantage for our customers to have that flexibility, and that's really the important piece of the puzzle here, is that renewable energy, whether it's wind or whether it's solar, isn't always available. And this helps us make that energy available when we need it.
This reinforces MidAmerican's commitment to renewable energy, it sounds like.
We're fully committed to renewable energy, and we just see this as a way to enhance the use of renewable energy for our customers. And so, as I mentioned earlier, we see battery or energy storage as a game changer in the renewable energy industry. We want to see how it works, and it's our goal down the road, when we think it makes sense economically, to do more of it.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today about the project?
I don't think so. We're excited about it. You'll see a little bit of activity at that substation, and that's what's going on. And we appreciate the time to talk about this, because we think it's a big deal.
Thanks to Jeff Greenwood for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com. On demand or for download, just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.